Hey friends, gotta do this quick. I'm just going to, you know that Reese's Puff cereal stuff? Okay, so, here's some Reese's Puff cereal milk. So I've had the Reese's Puff cereal in the milk already. It is, Dairy Gold whole milk. And then I put in the cereal, put in the milk, ate up all the cereal. Now we have the leftover milk. We're just gonna give it a quick try. Okay. Okay, I like what's happening here. Still solid. I think there's one or two more drinks here. Yeah, two more. Well, one more now. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Let's see. All right. Let's get serious. Let's talk numbers. Actually, let's make sure that I have my wallet with me. That seems more reasonable. Hey, there it is. All right. So, the Reese's Puffs milk. Reese's Puffs leftover milk. I don't know if there's like a version of Reese's Puffs milk you can get where it's been mixed at the company or anything like that. Because that'd be pretty cool. How do I get? Here we go. We got our categories. Now, the milkiness of that milk was very high. I mean, we started with whole milk, and then we're adding hints of peanut butter and chocolate. So we haven't been pulled too far from fundamentally a very high milk rating. Ninety-two is the correct number there. The tastiness. Now, I think we were actually not. As I just said, we weren't pulled very far from fundamentally a whole milk. I don't know what the tastiness value of a whole milk is. Like, we didn't add much taste, but it still tasted good. So, is that a lot of points? Is that few points? I'm unsure. I think we have to go with a pretty neutral 51. In terms of creativity, Reese's for breakfast. I remember the ads when this cereal first came out, and I was in sixth grade or whatever. The characters in the commercial were just incredulous at the idea that you could have Reese's for breakfast. So naturally, high creativity points there. But it has been 15 years, so a little less. But I think we can go with a creativity of 73. The value. Well, the Reese's Puffs cereal was on sale. We ended up getting it because we walked past and it was on sale. We said, well, if it's on sale. But I feel like getting something when it's on sale is legit tactics. So we're not going to hurt the value score. We're just going to appropriately do it. Did I say a creativity number out loud? I hope I did. If I didn't, mentally fill in whatever number you want. The value. Fifty-two feels correct. the Gestalt, well, it's still pretty cool. It was like fresh out of the fridge. But you heard me slurping it all up there, like in the first minute of the pod. So, it's a pretty high Gestalt. 78 seems correct there. And the Zeitgeist. Well, the packaging comes, it's an orange box with like the bowl of the Reese's Puffs on the front. But I think this is the thing where having a high creativity actually hurts your Zeitgeist score. Because if you tell a person that you're having Reese's Puffs, they'll say, what the heck are you talking about? You'd have to explain that it's this Reese's flavored cereal. And then you'd have to explain that you're having a Reese's flavored cereal flavored milk. And it would just be, So Zeitgeist, 36. I'm sorry, Reese's Puffs. That's just all there is to it. Do I have anything to add to the Reese's Puffs cereal description? It was definitely good. I would suggest. I think the problem that I have here is that the consuming of the cereal stage with sort of a delightful, almost playful crunch, we could even call it, is tastier than the drinking the milk afterward. And so the drinking the milk has kind of suffered in comparison. There are some cereals where the playful, crunchy cerealness doesn't stand out as much. So when you drink the after milk, you're like, I'm just drinking some really delicious milk, and I'm not thinking about how I wish I had more cereal. Like Life cereal. Life, it's got those little tiny woven squares with the sugary stuff on it, and that, it almost immediately turns to mush. If it's in the cereal for more than like 30 seconds, it's just mush. So you're having this soggy, goopy mush stuff, and then you transition to drinking the flavored milk, and you're like, oh yeah, this is awesome. I don't have to like deal with the gummy gunk anymore. I can just go after the flavor I want. But Reese's Puffs, it's more like a, it's basically peanut butter crunch, but with a hint of chocolate added to it. But it's like a sturdy, crunchy, or like Kix, where even the stuff that's been in the bottom of the milk, in the bottom of the bowl, submerged in the milk the most, it's still got a strong crunch there. So, not that the flavored milk element is bad, it's just, it's not good enough to make me forget about the delicious, crunchy cereal that I had been eating moments before. And I feel like a good flavored milk has to be powerful enough to make you forget what you had been consuming in a past life. You know, we just gotta move on sometimes. And a flavored milk is a tool to do that. And, yeah. But sometimes you can just have the milk. Oh my gosh, that's a giant dog. It's so cute. Listeners, you'll just have to. I mean, and then there's two other dogs in that direction. I'm just overflowing with dogs right now. Anyways, folks, see ya.